So anybody else?
Oh, I just really connected with how much, like, if I have a fear about being pickpocketed or being going on a trip and I have some fear about the travel. And then I realized, oh, it's really attached to reprimand. Because it's really not about getting pickpocketed. It's really like, then I'll feel bad because I'll reprimand myself.
For not being smarter, safer?
Yeah, for not being smarter, for not being safer, for going someplace I should have known better, or that other people be mad at me. I mean, just, it's really connected. My fears are really connected to reprimand.
And the only job of fear is to perpetuate itself. It's very insidious. It just kind of clicks onto anything. So I'll give you something that might help. So when you know, it's possible you could get pickpocketed. Or it's possible your dad could end up with surgery or he has to fly home. So you have a choice to make it drama and chaos, or and your bosses may be really unhappy. They may be grumpy pants tomorrow. They may not sleep tonight, and they may want to vent it your direction because you're there. It has nothing to do with you personally. It's just going to be stinky energy. So guess what? Nothing. Then that's the experience you'll have. That's it. That's the experience you'll have. But isn't it funny we never just think of that? Oh, well, if moving is chaotic or it rains, well, I'll have the experience of moving in the rain. Or if I get pickpocketed, well, that will be a new experience for me. Then I'll know how to handle that. And, you know, what if you... Because you can't just eliminate a thought process if you don't put something new in. So when the mind plays this game of inviting you to perpetuate the fear and to spread it out a little bigger, ask a better question, a more empowering question. Oh, well, I wonder who I would be in that experience. Because then there's not a lot of argument there. Yes, that probably wouldn't feel good, and then I would just deal with it and get all the help I need. You know, kind of gives the fearful mind is like, well, how can I argue with that? You make it work for it. Okay? So play with that and see if that doesn't help. But but it's playfully questioning, because you're not trying to eliminate fear. You're trying to just invite yourself into choice. Because the minute you start trying to hijack fear completely from your life, well, guess what? It's going to win. It's been here for eons. You know, so you don't want to diss it, resist it like that, but you generally want to give yourself more choice.
Okay, this other thing came up to me, which was I was somewhere and I was on a trip and somebody else on the trip had credit card fraud thing. And I also found out that I had credit card fraud. And she was running she was really in terror around it. And I was not, because I had it before and I know it's just the credit card company, that's why you have credit cards, so that they handle it. End up getting a new one, and I was so like not wanting to bond with her over the credit card fraud, and it was a person who I hadn't bonded with her over anything before, but I could just feel that kind of like the, oh, you too, you know, like that natural kind of like wanting to be comrades over so I didn't want to. So then I was like walking this tightrope of like, I'm not gonna bond. But then that created like this other weird thing in my energy field, like of like being like, and I know I've done this with people in my family. Like I'm like this big space of I refuse to go there with you. And people are.
And so when
I don't want to do that either, you know.
Well, but you do it first.
Okay,
you don't ever jump from one vibration to a whole big, yummy, big vibration over there. You got to do your little steps in between. So at first it looks like this. Oh, God, I don't want the drama. I really want the drama. No, I can relate. No. I mean, it looks like a struggle. It is a struggle. All growth is a struggle. And at first it looks like that. And then everybody in your family or relationships or colleagues, when you withdraw participating in that energy, wigs them out bad. Where's my fix? Why aren't they in this story? Why do they feel better than I feel? Nope, they got to join me here. We have an agreement. They're not acting right. So even if that's all unconscious, so what that actually looks like is the minute you make an agreement to feel less bad, everything's going to go to test you if you're really sure that's what you want. It's not really a test. Vibrationally speaking, you've just disrupted a pattern and other people respond not well. Or you become conscious of something that was happening all the time. You're just making a different choice in it. So it can seem very overwhelming, but I promise you this. If you tap your way through that struggle and you stay present with the experience you want and you choose your actions, even when you're struggling in the mind, eventually that won't even come up for you anymore. But it's eventually. Everybody has to adjust to this new pattern you're in. That's all.
Yeah, and I think that I was reprimanding myself that for not being, because I could feel myself like holding myself.
Why am I not all spiritually evolved yet? Everybody familiar with that one?
But now I found that I could actually, because what I wanted to say was, I just don't want to bond over this. I know that it's fine for me, I know it's going to be fine for you, I just don't want to bond over this.
And so,
I don't want to.
I think where you might be feeling stuck or feel like you're not doing enough, which, you know, that's just the story we all have, is you're in fear of the bonding. That it's going to suck you in, that it's not what you're not going to feel good. There's a fear base, a scarcity base. So the only alternative to that is create from love. Oh, well, if I bond with her over this, it's really not going to make her feel better. And it wouldn't. You would increase her trauma. So if you've done a great job already separating so that you're in choice. But now you got to make the next step, which is a bigger choice. Come from compassion. Come from the heart. You don't have to go into the lower vibrations, but you can observe and say, wow, I know just what it feels like to feel like that. You can be the listener and don't speak. People love that. You know, just say, wow, I'm just going to listen to her, indulge in her fear, and I'm not going to go there with her. What a gift to both of you. So, yeah, you start out on this journey and it's like, oh my God, let me just keep my mouth shut. You know, I remember it took me about 2 years. It's not my job. Don't say anything. It's not my job. It took me a long time to just zip it. And then, you know, after you get that as your default mode, then you want to start playing at a higher level. Who am I in this situation that would not only feel not bad and that wouldn't be fear-based, who am I in this situation from a perspective of thriving? And then it gets really fun. And then it gets really fun. So play with the mind. Invite the mind to a bigger game.
But Helen, when someone's sitting like next to you and they're just like, whatever it is. I mean, they're having their own personal meltdown.
I'd be with people like that for a living, yes.
Yeah.
And could I be of service to them if I joined them in their chaos? And even when my 6'4", 17-year-old is having a hormonal minute, am I going to be of service to him if I join him in the frustration?
But then I feel like I'm being a disservice to myself to even have to sit there and listen to it.
Well, and so that's where you're at. But at some point, you want to just up the ante and take responsibility for your own experience. So if I'm somewhere, think of this, guys. If there's a horrific accident, almost all people will respond to somebody as a leader? It's because that person didn't buy into the chaos. Well, you get that opportunity to be that hero every day, in line at the post office, anywhere there's stinky energy. But at some point, you have to take responsibility. My feelings are mine. I get to choose how I feel. It doesn't matter what's going on next to you.
Okay, so then you can just be like, okay, I'm going to play with feeling great.
And it doesn't have to be...
It's 100%. They're having a little fire. And I'm going to play with how good that feels.
Then you got to define and what feels really good to me. Of course, I have my opinion, my personality. What feels really good to me is to hold a space where they have a possibility of feeling better.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to fix them. I'm not going to agree with them because that's not going to help them. Now, again, it's unusual for me. I get a lot of practice with this. But if somebody's sobbing in my chair, I can't just melt down with them. It's not going to serve anybody. You know, when you're around kids a lot, if one's throwing a temper tantrum on the floor, yes, I would like to join them. But it's not going to help. you know, I had this thing, personal background of, I don't like that you get punished even when you didn't do anything wrong. Which, you know, that's the way our society works. We all pay insurance, you know, to help balance the cost. We all pay more for things because some people steal, whatever. We keep having our identities, you know, our cards taken. But I just really got burned out on it one year when my son's in school. So the next year, like, kept happening. The whole class would get punished for just a few kids. Like, they didn't get recess for, like, a whole semester. And I'm like, you keep punishing my kid who's good. And it was, like, triggering all my child stuff, right? So the new teacher of the next grade, I said, look, I got to tell you, last year was terrible. They had substitutes for a whole semester. You know, I don't know, it was crazy, blah, 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 blah. And I got to tell you, I just don't want my kid punished anymore if he hasn't been bad. Like that whole thing where you make the whole class miss recess. She goes, well, I do use that. I'm like, you do? And she goes, yes, because it works. And so I'm sure it was a blessing from above. I said, I'm so glad to hear that works. Then you'll only need it once. And you know what? It was a whole different experience that year. So, you know, we're all playing at different levels at different places, but what a perspective change. And I used to be a yeller. Didn't work because I kept yelling. Nobody was listening. But now I don't yell and everybody listens. Go figure. So play like that. Who is it I want to be? What would that look like? And how can I be that even when all this is going wrong? That's where if you give up the fear, you're going to have the power to choose. You know, why is it when somebody lies to us, we feel stupid? Isn't that goofy? We want to believe in people. It's not our fault they are liars. So you have to really ask, well, do I want to feel so bad about that I don't believe people from now on? Or do I want to be the believer even when there's jerks out there? Getting choice. No matter what it looks like, ask, what experience do I want to have? And sometimes you may want to be a bitch. Go for it. But at least own it. Choose it. Be the one choosing. Don't let the person next to you choose. And so Sean, the one I talk about the most, he does. He'll just look at me, this huge, massive child of mine, and he'll say, how come you're the boss of you with everybody but me? And I'm like, you know, honey, I don't know. You trigger me. And I said, but I trigger you right back, right? And he's like, yeah. Isn't that funny? So have I mastered it? No. But we can talk about it. I'm like, honey, I don't know. My stuff, sorry. Sometimes, I said, sometimes I am, though. Give me some credit. All right? So choice. What if your focus is choice? What do I want to look like, sound like, act like, feel like? And then how do I make that happen? That's it. Bottom line. Set yourself up for success.